pigs, or as it's known in Hawaii, pua'a, are the top of mind for a segment in our community marking the 70th anniversary of Pigs from the Sea. HBR's Kuvei Hirishi joins us this morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, the Pigs from the Sea. When I first heard this story, I was surprised. It's been going on for 70 years now that I haven't heard of it. So if you are like me, this story of Pigs from the Sea was a community-driven war recovery effort following World War II for citizens in Okinawa. Now, the effort was driven largely by our local Hawaii immigrant Okinawan population. The idea was to raise money to buy pigs and ship them to Okinawa to help revive the pig industry, pig farming industry there, and also to provide a source of food. Now, I don't know if anybody realizes this, but pig farming is big in Okinawa and a longtime tradition. Before the war, there were probably like 100,000 pigs, and following the war, they were down to maybe like 7,000, according to government records. So the idea by local Okinawans was, let's get them some pigs and maybe this will help them recover. So they rallied together and raised almost $50,000. And that's probably the equivalent today of $500,000 to purchase 550 pigs, and with the help of the U.S. military, put them on a ship and deliver them to Okinawa. And this happened September 27th, 1948. And this was the first of many shipments of supplies and aid to Okinawa to help in this recovery. To kind of give us a context of what was going on at the time, we talked to Courtney Takara, president of the Hawaii United Okinawan Association.
After the war, people in Hawaii were not well-to-do, but they were willing to give their clothing, their school supplies, medical supplies, whatever they could possibly donate to send overseas back to Okinawa, because those were their relatives, those were their friends, you know, people that they knew, and they knew they were suffering, that they were worse off than themselves. And so I think in Okinawa, we hear stories that the perception was that people in Hawaii were very rich or well-to-do because they received so many things and just such an outpouring of support after the war. But really, we know that, the Issei, or the first generation in Hawaii, they had a lot of children, very low-paying wages. And so really, they were really giving in times when they weren't necessarily in the best shape themselves, but they felt that's how important it was.
So this idea of sending things in at a time when you really couldn't was definitely something that happened at this time. And I should mention that there were seven local Okinawan men who jumped on this ship with the pigs. And one was Shinye Shimabukuro, an immigrant who came in from Ishikawa, Okinawa. We got to speak to his grandson, John Itomura, about hearing what happened to his grandfather. This was a history that he himself hadn't heard from his parents. This isn't a story that they talk about in the family. I think it's a very Okinawan way to, oh no, let's not. We went there, we helped them out, but I'm not going to boast about it. Itomura mentioned that his grandfather was a pig farmer in Kuli'o'o at the time, and I didn't realize this, but pig farming or hog farming on Oahu was dominated by Okinawans. Into the 1930s, I think half of the 250 hog farmers were Okinawan, but Itomura explains that Okinawan pig farmers got a bad rap.
And, you know, it was looked down upon, and so it was a interesting it was an interesting chapter in Hawaii's own history, because that was a very distinguishing factor between the Japanese and the Okinawans. So my mother even recalls, you know, people would just pull up in front of their homes and get out of their car and kind of spit on the ground or yell and say, you know, pig farmer, and then they get back in their car and they go on. But again, they knew, hey, this is the hard work that we need to do, this is what we're familiar with. And, you know, of course, nobody starts a business thinking, oh, they're going to do this because we're going to be rich. It's just what they did to sustain themselves.
So Shimabukuro, his grandfather, was chosen to jump on this ship mainly because of his familiarity with the pigs, to be able to, you know, raise them and help them throughout this journey. It was almost a month long at sea through storms, but they made it. I think a few pigs did go overboard, but most of them made it. But despite the bad rap and the economic realities of the time, you know, these local Okinawans really rallied to send some help home, and it's something that Okinawans back in the motherland, if you will, haven't forgotten. And in true Okinawan fashion, I think they'll never stop showing their gratitude. In fact, the Hawaii United Okinawan Association just finished building their new Hawaii Okinawa Plaza in Waipio, a brand new place for cultural classes, performing arts, language classes. And Takara, the president of that association, said that part of that was due in doing a part to some of the help from the Okinawans back home.
Part of the funding for that building came from generous donations from people in Okinawa. And when we asked them why they decided to donate to help us get this building, they said because they remember the pigs. They remember the school supplies, the clothing, all these things. They remember Hawaii coming to their need and their aid. And they wanted to give back and say thank you. And this is one of the ways they can do that.
It was a heartfelt kind of, you know, ring around and mm-hmm. coming back to helping the folks here. And I think it's just going to be a continued strengthening of the relationship between Okinawa and Hawaii.
Is the center going to be doing anything special this week? Or just
yes. So this Friday, the governor is going to be holding a proclamation ceremony for the Pigs from the Sea folks, commemorating that history and also honoring the descendants of those seven men.
That's right, because I think Governor Ige is our first Okinawan governor.
That's right.
Now, I know pork is a very popular thing here in Hawaii. Is there a favorite dish that you have that's Okinawan?
Ooh, no, I don't, but I heard it's very central. I mean, I could eat tonkatsu for days.
Okay, me too. All right, thanks so much. That was Kuvei Hiraishi explaining more about the 70th anniversary of the Pigs of the Sea story, which is being marked later this week.